All right, welcome, Fight fans, to What's on Fight, the podcast that randomly reviews all the great wrestling, boxing, MMA, grappling, movies, shows that you can find on the Fight TV app. I am Mr. Fourth Row, and my co-host is on assignment, so I'm all alone tonight for our special sub named Who's on Fight. And I have one of the wrestlers you can see on some of the shows you can see on the Fight TV app. Most importantly, one of my local promotions, Rocky Mountain Pro. And that's Vlad Bolishoff. Vlad, how you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great. Now, did I pronounce that correctly? I should have asked you.
No, that was great. Vlad Bolishoff, you're doing good.
All right. Thank you. So, I just take my cue from Woody, the Holton, the announcer there at Rocky Mountain Pro. So tell us a little bit about how did you get started in the wrestling business? Did you watch it when you were younger? What kind of inspired you to get in there?
Well, I did not watch professional wrestling from when I was a little kid. I did not discover professional wrestling until my ninth grade year. That is when some other classmates were talking about it, and I was intrigued. I decided I wanted to find out what they were talking about. So, I turned on to SmackDown on Friday night that week, and I started to watch. And I was just taken aback by the athleticism, the characters, and then the one man I saw that really made me want to get into professional wrestling was The Undertaker. At the time, he was World Heavyweight Champion. You see him come down the ramp in that long black coat, that hat, and just that presence of his that puts you in awe, just takes all the words out of you. And just from there, I was a fan.
Oh, so you got intrigued by the dead man.
Yep, the Phenom.
Yeah. So that was, in the late 90s, early 2000s?
This would have been 2006, actually.
Okay, yeah. Wow, so kind of sort of in the beginning of SmackDown, so yeah. And how long have you been in the wrestling business, or how long have you been going at it?
I have been in professional wrestling for 4 years now. I first started in North Carolina, is where I was trained. It's where I learned my basics. And then I was fortunate enough to move out this way about 6 months ago. And that's when I was able to join up with Rocky Mountain Pro.
What intrigued you about Rocky Mountain Pro? Was it the Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy?
Actually, I'm not currently living in Denver.
Right.
So I am not truly able to attend the academy yet. But it was just I saw a level of professionalism. I saw a level of action, and I really just wanted to be in a ring. I moved out west. I had been recovering from some minor injuries, and I really wanted to just hit the ring. I wanted to be in the ring so bad that I ended up driving the first time. I ended up driving about 10 hours to get to Denver so I could wrestle for Rocky Mountain Pro.
And so how did you find Rocky Mountain Pro? Was it through Facebook? Was it through the Fight TV app? Or
it was through Facebook. I had wrestled in Salt Lake City last summer. And some of the gentlemen that are in that locker room also wrestled for Rocky Mountain Pro. They had shared their events. I saw it. I saw the date. And I said, okay, I'm sick and tired of being home. I'm rested. I'm ready to go. Here's the next show. I hop in the car and I go.
Ah. And which promotion is that? Is that the UCW?
UCW Zero.
Zero, yeah, okay. Yeah, I think a lot of the talent comes from there as well, so yeah.
Big Vig, Bobby Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah.
HR Nightmare.
Yep.
All right. So we talked about what got you in. It was the dead man. What about the present? What do you right now? You currently have a little bit of a program going on with the show Dwayne Douglas. What intrigues you about going after him?
Well, think of it this way. You put a soldier versus a soldier, okay. You're more than bound to get to fight. He's young, he's athletic, he's very impressive for his lack of experience. And that's one thing I like, is that although he is not the most experienced, he doesn't have several years behind him or anything, he's willing to go in there and throw down with anyone.
Okay. All right. And it's you really seem to be emphasizing a pride of your country when you come out to compete. Is that kind of one of your plans?
Well, I guess if you put it in those words, yes, yeah. Because everyone assumes, at least here in America, that the best competition is here. And I am here to say, no, that is not the case at all. There are several much better competitors all throughout the world. You look at Japanese wrestling, European, especially British professional wrestling. And you look at me. I'm not just Russian, I am Siberian. That means I come from the coldest, harshest parts of Russia. And if you think that you are tougher than me, I'm going to correct you. He thinks because he is Air Force soldier for American military that he is more in tune, better shape, better fighter than me. And that's just not the case. He's good. I will give him that. He is good. But he is not me.
I see. So you got your eyes set on him. Is it could also be because he's the most recent winner of the Colorado Cup?
Oh, that's the Colorado Cup. Yeah. I should have won that Colorado Cup. You were there. I know you were there.
Uh-huh, I was.
His hand slipped off that rope. I'm pretty sure his foot actually did hit the ground, but the referee just didn't see it. It was just, referee wasn't there at the proper time to see his foot fall and hit the ground. I should have won that Colorado Cup.
But there's no instant replay in wrestling. What are you going to do?
Well, I guess you'll have to just keep watching the fight app and find out what happens.
Right.
Or tune in, of course, live if you're able to be there live.
Right. So, anybody else you have your eye on? Do you have any other aspirations, any other the titles in Rocky Mountain Pro?
Well, championships are always good. One thing I am looking forward to is that there are always others, like me, who feel they've been looked down upon, who feel that they are judged, shown prejudice because they are not American. And so, perhaps I will go after the Charge Championship. Perhaps I will find someone who is like-minded, who I find to be valuable, and will go after the Tag Team Championships. Mm-hmm. Who knows? The only way to truly find out is to keep watching.
Yeah.
And trust me, you will want to keep watching.
Right. What about the Rocky Mountain Pro Championship, the top title?
Hmm.
Got your eye on that?
There's always one eye on that championship. However, you do not always shoot for top of the mountain the right way.
Yeah.
You have to build to it. And there are many competitors in the Rocky Mountain, bro. So if I'm going to go after the heavyweight championship, I have to knock down a few horses first.
Ah. I see. Could that be a little foreshadowing of upcoming conquests?
Perhaps. There are some very tall, very strong competitors, very fast competitors. Everyone has to be taken down eventually.
Yeah. Well, so what's if you? I promise I won't tell any of the competitors, and they may not listen to this, you know, beforehand. But what's your current plans for the upcoming week? I think there may be even an event coming up this upcoming weekend.
Yes, this Saturday, December 16th, at the quarry. Well, there have been a couple of men who have been troubling me lately.
Okay.
And I think it's about time they understand that I am not a man to be trifled with. I don't care how big you are. I don't care how crazy people think you are or how crazy you actually are. You will be served a vicious Molotov cocktail that will put you out. And hopefully, if it's laid in just right, it's a lesson you will not forget.
I gotcha. I see. So, gosh, it sounds like you've got a detailed plan all set up for yourself.
Well, as a soldier, you understand that you do not go into battle blindly.
Right.
You must asset your enemy, try and figure out their weaknesses, and then you always have a strategy. Always. Always, always, always have a strategy. Because as long as you know what you are going to do, or what your end goal is, you can always modify things as you go.
I see. Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said, you know, it's always good to be prepared and have a plan of attack and any skirmish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tochna.
I gotcha. So, whew. So, if people wanted to follow you, Vlad, on social media, where could they follow you?
As of right now, there is my Facebook page, The Siberian Soldier, Vlad Balashov, okay, that you may follow. And then also my Twitter account, @Balashov0207. And I do not have Instagram yet, because I am horrible when it comes to social media, but that will soon be rectified.
Ah. So you're going to get a little more into the Instagram thing? Instagram's hard for me, too, so.
Yes, I will be getting into that very soon as well. Just to be able to, of course, share more of what I do in the ring, what I do out of the ring, so people are able to understand who I am more.
Gotcha. Well, I can understand that. So, all right. Well, gosh, sounds like you have a game plan all set out there for you. Anything else you want to tell the listeners about yourself, Vlad? of that they should be watching for from you?
What they should watch about for me on Fight TV on Rocky Mountain Pro Charged is that they should look at a man who is not deceitful. I am very honest. I will tell you that when I attack you, I know exactly what I am looking for. You will see it in every movement that I make in that ring. I am targeting a very specific part every single match. I do not waste time attacking your foot when I am going after your head. And keep your eyes on what will happen. Because I plan to change things little by little while I am a part of Rocky Mountain Pro.
So just planning on making a huge impact in RMP, huh?
Impact, I guess, is the proper word for it.
Yeah.
But I would rather say that now that I have arrived at Rocky Mountain Pro, the invasion has begun.
Oh.
And very soon, Rocky Mountain Pro will be conquered.
I see. Well, gosh. I think all the talent, all the wrestlers should be heed that warning. And, well, will they be ready? Or they can be ready, but it won't matter.
It never does matter. There's a reason that I say invade, because no one ever sees it coming.
Gotcha. All right. Well, Vlad, I want to thank you for your time with me tonight. I guess we'll check you out in the upcoming future there at Rocky Mountain Pro.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks.
No problem.
All right. Well, folks, there you have it. That was our interview there with Vlad. So I want to introduce you to Blake. He is the man behind the Vlad. Blake, how you doing?
Doing good. About yourself, Artie?
I'm great. Great. So that was our first time we actually had an in-character interview. So that was awesome. Thank you very much.
Oh, no problem. You know, Vlad likes to talk whenever he gets the chance.
What's the inspiration behind Vlad?
Well, the inspiration behind Vlad is that I actually lived in Siberia for 2 years.
Really?
Yes, I actually served as a missionary for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
And so I learned Russian fluently, fell in love with the people, they became a part of who I am. And so I brought that with me to professional wrestling.
Oh, okay. And our interview there with Vlad, is that truly how long have you been in the pro wrestling business?
Almost. So for about 9 months before my mission, so I left on my mission in 2011.
Okay.
So from April 2011 to April 2013, I served as a missionary. I was in Russia. Now, about 9 months before that, it's about August 2010 is when I initially started training in professional wrestling. And then I went on my mission. And a little bit after I got back from my mission, I got back into it. So roughly, I guess we can say 5 years, but I really say four based off my training and experience. It's more or less 4 years.
Okay, awesome. And so we were talking about the promotion there in Utah. Did they kind of like put your little bug in your ear that, yeah, you ought to come out to Rocky Mountain Pro and experience wrestling out there as well?
No, it was literally, so my wife and I, we moved to St. George, Utah, in southern, so it's southern Utah, about, okay. Just like right by the border, honestly. And, you know, like I had said in the Vlad interview, that I had been dealing with a couple little nagging things that I let heal up. But then you ever get that little itch, that little sickening feeling you get when you haven't done something you love for too long?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting that, and I was like, okay, this is it. And I just saw it online. I saw it on Facebook that it was happening. And I saw that Vig was going to be there. So I knew the guys from Salt Lake were going to be there. And I just, again, I just decided I'm going to grab my stuff. I'm just going to go.
There you go.
Okay. And they had no clue I was coming. So when I popped up, they were like, wait, what?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I messaged Matt beforehand and letting him know that I would plan on coming.
Right.
But they had no clue. So they were shocked.
Oh. So they got surprised, but they also got to help introduce you to some of the talent probably there as well, since they've been in the promotion for quite a long time.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, cool. Very, very cool. Let's talk a little bit about, we've kind of been talking about a little bit about the present, but what about a little bit of the present past? What have been some of your kind of favorite matches, opponents, maybe tag team partners that you've worked with?
All right. So, one of my tag partners, initially, when I first got into professional wrestling, I actually was part of a tag team. This was before Vlad really came to fruition, but it was me and my friend Jordan O'Neill back in North Carolina. Jordan Flight O'Neill was his ring name. So you can look him up, find him. He's a pretty good guy, pretty solid. He's got a nice 450 splash finisher. It's real fancy and all that. We were actually working together as lifeguards and decided to start training. And we started off when we started wrestling on shows. We were a tag team together. And then I haven't had a terrible amount of tag matches, which is a shame because I absolutely love tag team wrestling. Like, I study Arn and Tully like crazy. Love watching those matches. But when it comes to opponents, one guy I worked with a lot back in North Carolina, his name is Michael Spencer. We had quite a few outings together. Always had fun. Worked well together. We even trained together and everything. So, of course, we already had that bond. There's also another guy in North Carolina I liked working with. His name's Will Huckabee, the Incredible Huck. Awesome dude. And then I also had the chance to work up in Pittsburgh for quite a couple months before moving out west, and a promotion called PWX Pittsburgh, Rise Wrestling. Another great place to work, another great place to watch wrestling, because they have a bunch of great guys there, and they have Sean Phoenix, who's up there constantly. He's a good work with. And then also a really fun match I had up there was, I'm struggling with his name right now off the top of my head, which is annoying me. Oh wait, Lewis, that's it. Lewis, yes, he's pretty much, think of a white Steve Urkel.
Okay.
Like, he's just a big white nerd. Like, that's who this guy is in wrestling, and it's awesome. I loved working the match I had with him back in Pittsburgh. That was a great little fun match. Had a fun little story we told, and we're just able to just have a good time with it. Get some laughs from the crowd, get some cheers, get some boos, get all sorts of emotions. It was great.
Great. Well, do you have any, in the future, do you have any opponents or people that you would like to work with? Because, you know, in any promotion, or, you know, what do you have in your sights for the future? Any other promotions you'd like to try out?
Well, I would love to work for Championship Wrestling from Arizona.
Okay.
Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. If I could just become Mr. Fight in general, that'd be pretty cool. I actually have an idea I kind of want to pitch towards Matt Yaden, of course, the promoter for Rocky Mountain Pro, owner of Mercury Pro Wrestling Academy. Talk to him and the owners of the Championship Wrestling from Arizona to Hollywood about having maybe a Fight TV championship. And you have someone who goes through the different promotions that are on Fight, such as those three, Rockstar Pro in Ohio and such, and have it be a defended championship between all those companies that are on the Fight TV app.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you know, but Rocky Mountain Pro is part of the United Wrestling Network.
Right.
Which includes RMP, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood, Arizona, Rockstar Pro. But
UCW, yeah, so on.
Yeah, they there's talk of them doing a United Wrestling Network champion. And I know because I think David Marquez had actually talked about that. So that may be something in 2018 they may actually get going.
Well, I would love to be a part of that.
Yeah, I think that would be fun because I would love to see the United Wrestling Network promotions possibly being able to share talent, because it'd be kind of cool as a fan to see some different people every once in a while. And especially if the champion, the UWN champion, I guess you would call it, you know, travel between the promotions and defend the championship. I know they did a couple things in, I think it was Championship in Arizona. They had a lot of the talent come down a few months ago.
Seeing that, and I've noticed a lot of my friends from Salt Lake were part of that show and everything. Yeah. I know, like, Zach James, Gabriel Arce were there, and I know the Brother Smith, the Good Brothers, they were a part of that as well. I think they did a four-way tag team match on that event.
Yeah.
And then Mercury, Matt Yaden, and Mario Vanger had their match for the Rocky Mountain Pro Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah. Yeah, but that'd be fun. I like that. I like that idea. Maybe we kind of have here on What's on Fight, we kind of have a little bit of a line into the guys at Fight TV. So they like us. They like what we're doing. So maybe we could try to put a little bug in their ear and see if they'd be up for that. That'd be kind of fun.
There we go.
I like the idea. So I'll see if Finn and I can put a little bugaboo in the guys over there at Fight TV, see if they like that.
Yeah, there we go. And then if we get a singles championship going well, maybe we can spring into a tag team championship by chance.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really cool. So we talked about Did we talk about a little bit about, you know, who you'd like to kind of get in the ring with, you know,
personally, I'd love to get in the ring with just about anybody. Just because every opponent's different. Whoever you work with in the ring, they have their own little style or little things they like to do. So that's one of those things where it can always be fun because you're not always going to have you're not going to have the same match with every person. Right. It's impossible. So you get to just have fun and maybe try doing things in a different way. You haven't done them before. See how, like for instance, if I have, you know, Vlad versus some other character, and you know, just, I love those matches. Cause yeah, I mean, I can wrestle indie wrestler number 5,000,002, or I can wrestle this silent Japanese guy who, as I'm trying to be intimidating and bark him down and everything, he's just death staring me, and I'm like, okay, what's going on with this guy? He's not moving at all. Why is he not moving? And the next, you know, I try to charge at him, and next, you know, I get a kick to the face. You know? Different fun things like that. I don't really have a set, like, unless, of course, we're talking much bigger goals, because eventually, of course, I would love to work for the WWE, okay, which is, of course, almost every professional wrestler's dream, I would assume. And I would just love to work with so many different people there. It's ridiculous. Like, I'd love to work with Zack Ryder. I'd love to work with Chad Gable, because I love watching Chad Gable wrestle. He's incredible, in my opinion. So I would love to work with Chad Gable. I'd love to work with the New Day because they're so much fun. Love to work with the Usos. Breezango, that would be another fun one to work with. You know, it's just because they're crazy out there characters.
Yeah, is a character is kind of really important to you?
Very much so, because like I said earlier, it's, you know, you could wrestle indie guy number 5 million and two, but who really cares? You know, when you're larger than life and you show a presence, something that attracts, like, for instance, Dalton Castle.
Yeah.
Dalton Castle in Ring of Honor. He is a very captivating person. He's, you know, just very flamboyant. He's out there doing the whole peacock thing. You can see it's visual and it's just so big and like his, just, you can sense it when you look at him. Like, you don't have to question, is he like anyone else? Because you already know he's not like anyone else. He is Dalton Castle. He is a human peacock.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, what I would equate that to is when you have a captivating character, you're saying without actually saying it, you're with the character saying, all eyes are on me, you know, because you're so captivating. And when I say that too, the first time I'm not trying to blow smoke up your whatever, but when I first saw the Vlad character, I was like, because I'm really captivated by characters and I'm there to be entertained as a fan, and this is good. I like this. I'm like, this is amazing. And I think the first time after you came to Rocky Mountain Pro, I was like, please come back soon, because I'm like, I want to see this again. That's how much I was captivating by the Vlad character. So I was like, yes, I want to see this. And then you got this, you know, good rivalry going on with Dwayne Douglas. And it's just like, yeah, let's keep this going. Cause this is great. It's just, it's about you being entertained. That's what I'm there for. So
well, I'm very happy to hear that. That's my goal, is to entertain. So yeah, goal made for that, right?
Yeah.
On.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to talk to you about that. Okay. So we talked about the future. You want to get to the WWE. So we're going to have the fun, typical question that we have here on What's on Fight. So besides Rocky Mountain Pro, what other promotions do you enjoy, and hopefully specifically to watch, specifically on the Fight TV app?
Specifically on the Fight TV app, one, I'm like watching Ring of Honor, of course, because Ring of Honor, great content. They've been putting out great content for years. Yeah. Cody Rhodes right now with the whole Kiss the Ring and everything, I love that.
Yeah.
Such a little thing, but the fact that he's made it such a broad statement, because it is the Ring of Honor. And I'm like, I see what you did there. Yes. Love clever stuff like that. Championship Wrestling from Arizona puts out some good stuff. Let's see. I actually have some other people I know from North Carolina who wrestle for Rockstar Pro every now and then. And so I like being able to watch them and everything, keep up tabs on them. It's always good. So those are a couple of the ones I like to watch. But then also on the Fight app, I've actually been able to watch, I think it's pretty cool, is Sambo. The Sambo tournaments for Europe.
Okay.
And those are really cool, just because Sambo is a Russian martial art. And it's has little things and quirks of its own that are really cool, and it's just really interesting to be able to just watch it and everything. Of course, it's kind of funny how it got uploaded on Fight, where the volume is super low.
Oh,
yeah, but it's like, if I go to watch Rocky Mountain Pro, it's like blaring out my speakers. I'm like, oh, okay, turn it back down. I go to Sambo, it's like, what are they saying? Turn it right back up. Up, 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 up. Still can't hardly hear them. Okay, that's fine. I'm here to watch the competitions anyway. So it doesn't really matter. But I'm good.
Did you know about Sambo before? I mean, with your experience of being in Russia, or just happened to catch it because you know, just watch it because it was Russian, or did you know that beforehand?
I knew a little bit about Sambo.
Okay.
Beforehand, I actually just kind of looked one day on the fight when I first initially downloaded it, and of course it lets you select, of course, what you like to watch and everything. And I put up there, of course, martial arts, because I grew up taking martial arts. I actually grew up and I took Taekwondo growing up. I'm actually a black belt in Taekwondo.
Okay.
And Sambo intrigued me, one, because it's different, and two, you know, it's again that Russian martial art. It's more connecting me back to my time there. And I actually follow a page on Facebook called Battle Beetle. It's a gentleman, I can't remember his name at the top of my head right now, but he's based in St. Petersburg, and he puts out a lot of Russian and English videos, actually. His English is actually quite impressive, where he's instructing and showing how to do all these different Sambo takedowns, holds, everything like that. And so I like to watch it and study it, and then that way I can bring it back to professional wrestling with me.
Okay. I was going to say, I thought that maybe there was something with the Vlad character. So now that you said that you are, did you say a black belt in Taekwondo? I was like, I thought there might have been a little bit of touch in that, in the Vlad character with that. I took when I was much younger, but it just seemed like there might have been a little something extra. So now I know. So now I'm kind of getting a little big, building the pieces together here on the Vlad character.
Yeah, because that's the thing too, is like, it's kind of funny though, because with Taekwondo, usually there's a lot of kicks involved.
Yeah.
But because of the boots I wear, I don't really throw kicks too often. Every now and then I do, but not a whole lot.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't want to take up too much of your time, but let's go ahead and once again plug your social media, where people can follow you, check you out if you want to find you out, look at you in person, all that kind of good stuff like that.
All right. So once again, The Siberian Soldier, Vlad Balashov's Facebook page, and then the Twitter, @Balashov0207. If you want to follow me, my man already here for What's on Fight. He's already following me on both pages, so if you're having trouble finding him, hit this man up. He'll be able to guide you in the right direction.
Yeah, I'll tag it
in. Instagram is not quite there yet. It should be. Bob Evans would punish me for not having this yet. But yes, I will be getting that going soon enough. And that's where you'll be able to follow me to keep up on everything I'm doing professional wrestling-wise and any other projects that I have stirring up.
Yes. And of course, you could check him out at Rocky Mountain Pro live events as well.
Of course, like for instance, this Saturday at the Quarry.
All right. Okay. Well, Blake, Vlad, thank you both for coming onto the show, and we'll have to have you on in the near future.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Have a good rest of the evening, and we'll talk at you later.
All right. Talk to you later.
Once again, a big thank you to Vlad Balashov / Blake for coming on to What's on Fight, the Who's on Fight sub named edition. Once again, guys, I'll check him out. We'll have his social media links in the notes of this episode, so if you guys want to follow him on Twitter and Facebook, we'll get that all on there. And if you've enjoyed what we have here on What's on Fight, we do have a lot of other great shows that you can find on the brand new Trending Topics Network. And some of these shows are including, but not limited to, Lou Chat, where my co-host, regularly here on What's on Fight, talks about the happenings in Lucha Underground. We have my other show, The View from the Fourth Row, where I have basically interviewing some other local wrestling talent that not necessarily can find on the Fight TV app, so I thought I'd give some love to some of the other local promotions here in my Colorado area. We have Odds On. We have Wrestling Cheers, Hanging with Heavy, Legends on Siren Radio, the Eurovision Showcase, Tuts Experience, All Beer Inside, STFU, my other podcast that I do, TTN at the Movies. We also have Old School at the Movies. So we have a little movie dueling podcast here on the brand new Trending Topics Network. We also have And Chill, Squabblecast, One Up Club, and so much more that you can subscribe to here on the brand new Trending Topics. So we appreciate you guys all for listening. And that's all I have to fight alone this time. So until next time, please fight on.
Whatever your name, no, we won't hesitate to bring it like a hurricane.